On the podcast today, we are going to dissect chapter 44 of the Tao Te Ching, which makes up the 44th episode of the 81 Meditations on the Tao Te Ching. And as usual, Guyang will read Jia Fu Feng and Jane English's translation, and I will read Derek Lin's translation.
Fame or self, which matters more? Self or wealth, which is more precious? Gain or loss, which causes more pain? Those who are attached to things will suffer greatly. Those who save will suffer heavy losses. Those who are contented are never disappointed. Those who know when to stop do not find themselves in trouble. They remain forever safe.
Fame or the self, which is dearer? The self or wealth, which is greater? Gain or loss, which is more painful? Thus excessive love must lead to great spending. Excessive hoarding must lead to heavy loss. Knowing contentment avoids disgrace. Knowing when to stop avoids danger. Thus one can endure indefinitely. So this chapter is essentially about the contentment of contentment and to also be careful what you wish for, especially in the modern day, right? This chapter is really relative to the world we live in now, where people have this deep desire for fame and wealth and attention and status, even more so than the Warring States period of China. That's for sure.
Yeah. Again, that's to show that how much we are living in, like, on display, isn't it? Like, again, number one most wanted occupation for young children these days is a YouTuber, apparently.
Be careful what you wish for.
Exactly. Yes, that's right. So this chapter, again, Tao Te Ching was written like 2,500 years ago at least, but still it's so relevant till today, isn't it? Yep. So same fame or wealth, gain or loss, which one matters more and which causes more pain and whatnot. So do fame and wealth really lead to success, and what does it mean by success really? Well, the answer is we know that self and our own health and life, these things are much more important than fame or wealth. But unfortunately, people do trade fame and wealth over their own life and health, right?
Yep. I've heard a lot of entrepreneurs in the modern day say, what are you willing to compromise? How far are you willing to suffer? And I think it's a really stupid way of looking at it. Like, are you saying that someone needs to give up their health to create fame? Are you saying that someone has to give up their integrity or their dignity to gain wealth? Is this the levels we're going to stoop to? And unfortunately, that is the levels that a lot of people do stoop to, particularly if it means that they're going to gain the attention and the wealth that they think they desire. Right. Mm. And a lot of people, when they get that, they wish they were just nobody again. And you see this a lot, right? Like you hear about actors who one of their biggest regrets is they wish no one knew them. They wish they could just walk down the street and just grab a cup of coffee and that no one would always look at them and this and that. So you got to be careful what you wish for. Like there's the yin and yang within everything. You may think you want this, but then it comes back as something different. There's a cause and effect element here.
You might want to gain certain things, but you're again very short-sighted. So in long term, you don't know what can come back to you, right?
Yep.
From having or achieving those things that you always wanted.
Yep.
So again, those who are attached to things will suffer greatly.
Exactly.
And they want fame and wealth. So that means you are attached to these things, the perceptions of others and status and like popularity and likes and
exactly.
All these that you want to get so much attention from just people you don't even know, the general public, right? But
yep.
For some reason people give so much value to these things. But let's say you achieve these things, but what's come back around? You know, those things that you never really think about.
Exactly. People think about if they lose wealth or they lose fame, right? That must be a painful experience.
Ah.
But they're not looking at it the right way. What about the pain it took to gain that? And so there's an accumulative effect here in gaining wealth and fame and whatnot that people don't think about. And slowly it changes people. When you're in a certain mode for too long a period of time, it can change you fundamentally. And then you become a certain type of person that probably you never even envisioned you could become.
Mm.
So what have you gained and what have you lost in that endeavor, right? So in a lot of instances, when people are looking for wealth and fame and doing whatever they can to achieve that, they lose their innocence.
Mm.
They lose their humility. They lose these fundamental character traits that we all have to acquire funds to continue to seek their own pleasures. And a lot of the time, all that does is brings unwanted pain.
Mm.
You lose people around you. You lose your own dignity. You may be able to buy a Ferrari, but what does a Ferrari do? The Ferrari can't cuddle you at night. The Ferrari can't sympathize with you. It can't empathize with you. But you've gone so far down that road that that's what the end goal is for you. It's not about creating long-lasting relationships and being a trustworthy person. It's just about being someone that garners a lot of attention at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people in the modern day are unfortunately succumbing to. They're becoming victims of this, particularly with younger people, right? With social media, they want so much attention that they'll do anything for it. And you see this, right? You see people doing all sorts of crazy things to create video content to gain attention. Like one guy jumped out of a plane and the plane crashed on its own, you know, like there's all of these silly things. And in that story, that guy's going to jail, right? Because that's you're not allowed to just jump out of a plane. It could crash into a neighborhood, right? And so, like, people are doing all sorts of nutty things to garner attention without realizing that you have to answer to your own actions.
I mean, you try a few things to gain attention. It can be cute at a certain level, but at that degree is a little bit gone a bit too far.
But that's what they're doing, a lot of the young people. They'll do anything to get.
And also, you told me that someone, they were filming videos just being in a high building, the edges of the building, and they jump from building to building. And, and like this young person who accidentally, I mean, slipped the step or something and died.
It's a 50-50. To get attention, I mean, it's meaningless, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's truly meaningless. Like, these people want to get attention. They're jumping from building to building. And if you make one error, it's fatal.
Yeah. There's no return from
that. And that shows me that people don't value their life.
Mm.
So life itself is not valuable. Mm. Being somebody in the public eye is more valuable.
Mm.
And that's what this chapter is talking about, is that we're doing all of these things to try and bring meaning and value to our life when, because we are one with the Tao, we already have naturally everything we need.
That's right.
Fundamentally. We don't need anything else. That doesn't mean that you just sit on your butt all day and do nothing, but it means that you move with a certain grace and dignity throughout your life because you already have fundamentally everything. The Tao has given all of us everything we need in equal proportion. And some people have different circumstances and this and that, but we all have the energy and, you know, to do things in our life from a certain humble place. But if you're talking about, you know, garnering attention and, you know, and becoming somebody, then other people will do certain things to attain that, whereas other people are just are completely content in their life. And so Lao Tzu is saying that we need to have this contentment of contentment where we really understand that I don't need to add too much to my life. It's already perfect as it is.
Yeah, right.
You know, that doesn't mean you don't go out and get a job and this and that. It means that, again, that you move with a certain grace in your life as opposed to being dog-headed and I need this, I need that promotion, or I need to get 5,000 TikTok likes or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
I think people lose sight of importance of realizing that contentment of contentment.
Yep.
The once people shift their focus to the artificial needs.
Yep.
So more than what you need to survive and live happily, that's when things go out of balance.
Yep.
That's when you actually lose sight of contentment, of contentment.
Yes. That's what Lao Tzu calls the desires of the eye and the desires of the belly. Mm. The desires of the eye are the artificial needs that are created by culture and society, where the desires of the belly are our natural needs.
Right.
Food, clothing, shelter, relationships, things that are natural to us, right? Where the desires of the eye, think of Madison Avenue. Think of the advertising industry. Think of all of this nonsense that's pushed into people's faces, telling them that they need to fulfill this certain look or status to feel accepted within the world. Whereas if you're just plain Jane and Joe and just completely comfortable, actually, that's really frightening to the advertising agencies.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because they can't sell anything to you. You know what I mean? They can't sell anything to you and people just think that you're, you know, just an average guy, but you've got much more depth than someone who's trying to add things to themselves to look a certain way.
Right.
Well, that's really on the shallows, right?
Yes.
Because you're on the surface. Mm. You're trying to change things about yourself on the superficial level, when you already don't know that you have everything you need internally within you. You have it all. But the artificial needs, the desires of the eye from society and culture, train people to feel like they lack.
Yes.
And so we grow up with this scarcity mindset. And so when we feel we lack, then we want to grab all of this stuff and accumulate it. This is why fame and wealth has become so popular in the modern day.
Mm.
Whereas if we just rewind 100 years, it wasn't very popular.
Right.
There's only a few actors, there's rich industrialists and this and that, but most people got along with their life and were connected more to the immediate community.
Yes.
And what was important was within the immediate community.
Yes.
It wasn't what was going on in Manhattan, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so the society and the culture trains us to, hey, look, this is what it means to be successful now. And so if you fall for that, well, not only are you a sheep, but you've given away a lot of your own integrity in doing so.
Yeah, in the modern advertisement, all they really showing is that look what you don't have, so that you should have this. Mm. It's going to make you look good. And look what you lack in your life, or look how much you don't know.
Mm.
It's all the assumption of a negative things, negative way, right? So that they, in a way that manipulate our minds to think that we need something. We need these things. Oh, they said that we need this. That's the way the world is nowadays. But actually not. Like you said, let's say even 100 years ago, not many people had a concept of being popular or famous because it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a big thing in their life. They were busy make living, and most people were doing farming and whatnot. So all these things came about with the invention of television and how television was widely available for general public, so that, again, then the new industry began, right? And the rest is history. So people wanted this attention from others, and that became a currency, unfortunately.
Yeah, because the culture and society is telling you that if you do have that attention, then you are valuable.
Mm.
And that's not true, right? Like, the Tao Te Ching is not only a book on humility, but it's a book on that odd natural abundance.
Mm.
You already have everything. You're being told that you don't have things by the world. Like in Lao Tzu's time, Confucius and other teachers were telling people what they need to do to be accepted to the world, right? Where the Taoism was saying, you guys are crazy. Like, naturally, we are endowed with the Tao.
Yes.
And we have everything that we could ever need. We possess every skill. We possess every innate intuitive ability to navigate life. But you're telling us to follow this system. And now it's got more complicated and complex in the modern world, where it's all about, even more so about fame and wealth and status. And it's like that fisherman story I mentioned in a previous podcast, where the fisherman is fishing and this guy who's a socialized creature comes along and says, "Hey, like, don't you have a job? Like, what's your caper? You should get a job, because if you get a job, then you can, you know, you can build yourself a house, you can get yourself a nice car, you can get everything you want. And then if you stick at that for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, then you can eventually do what you really like, which is fishing." And he's already doing the fishing. So this is like Lao Tzu and Confucius having a conversation.
Like, what kind of dummy are you? Yeah, like, what are you really talking about? Like, have a listen to yourself.
Exactly. And this is what happened exactly when Western societies were going into Asian cultures, which, if for those listening and watching, there's a good book called Economic Hitman by John Perkins. And John Perkins mentions about when he was, I forget who he was working for, but he was working for someone connected to the World Bank or the IMF or someone, one of those big banking institutions. And then they went into Indonesia, and John was schooling the people on poverty, the Indonesian people, right? And then the chief of, or the leader of the community was saying, "What are you talking about? Like, just because we live in bamboo huts and stuff like that doesn't mean we lack.
Yes.
We have all the food at our disposal.
That's right.
It's your culture that brings lack.
That's right.
It's your culture that produces poverty." And so it's just a different way of looking at it, right? And so that Indonesian shaman was basically saying, we innately have everything. You've been also almost fooled in the modern developed world that you don't have something.
That's right.
Because we created a system that is all centered around the economy. So the economy is the real religion modern people, and everything is centered around that. And we forget that you can just walk down the street and, you know, you'll probably find a fruit tree or something like this, you know, if you're in nature and stuff like that. You have naturally food at your disposal, but then what we do is we create agriculture, we create industrialized farming and things like this that turn food into a commodity. And
You know,
whereas the Indonesian gentleman was, it's everywhere. The bananas there, there's jackfruit, there's durian.
Well, why would they need their help?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
It was about spreading the economy.
That's right.
That's what it's always about.
I think it's a blind side in our life that economy, modern day's economy, is actually the public enemy, isn't it? Like, only to fulfill and uphold what economy needs, we are all getting manipulated by advertisers or just the economy in general, that we constantly get told what we lack, what we don't have, while we actually didn't need it at the start. We just don't need what they're advertising, right? But because they just constantly indoctrinate people so that we are conditioned in a way that we lack, while we have everything we need to live actually abundantly and happily. So again, like, we know that how less is more a lot of the times. When you have less, you appreciate more when you have certain things. Right? And it's quite simple to feel that contentment, actually. You don't need a lot of things. When you have more, you feel more lack. When you have more, you start seeking what you don't have more. So I should have more of this, more of that, right? But whereas when you just live enough, then okay, this is enough, this is good. You know what's enough and you are content with it.
Yep. Look at the advent of shopping malls, right? There never used to be shopping malls, not so long ago. And now there's shopping malls everywhere all around the world. And these are warehouses for people who think they lack. Hey, you need Louis Vuitton, you need this, you need that. And you don't need any of it. You don't need any of it. Just buy a 100 baht shirt and be done with it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You don't need to spend lots of money.
That's right.
To be yourself.
You don't need anything.
Don't really. Need anything, yeah.
Yes.
And so society and culture is telling you, no, you're not yourself, see?
Mm.
You need to buy all this. And then you'll be somebody.
Mm.
And it's like, well, who is that helping? Is that helping me or is that helping you?
Yes.
And it's only helping the economy. It's not helping you because all the money's going out of your back pocket.
That's right. Yeah, that's the chasing artificial needs only bring more stress, isn't it? Like, we see the luxury brand, the shops, we see people just lining up before even shops open.
Mm.
And I mean, like, back in my head, I'm thinking, like, when you have time to line up and waiting for a shop to open, you can just do what you really want. Go out in nature and go for a walk or have a simple cup of tea and you can just enjoy what your surroundings and things like that. That gives you much more joy and happiness than lining up to get there as quick as possible, quicker than anyone else to get, I don't know, special bargains or whatnot, and whatever they're really waiting for. I don't really understand that, yeah.
Be creative.
Mm.
Because all of this artificial needs is telling you that you're not creative. So you waste your time on the superficial layer. If you're working on the deeper layer, you might be creative. You might start writing. You might start painting. You might start thinking differently. You might start reading again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things of that nature that you can be doing instead of wasting your time with artificial needs. Just think about how much time you waste with artificial needs. Really think about that. Isn't it crazy how much people waste, whether it be in the shopping mall or on their phone or online shopping, or there's many things that people waste their time with. And then contrast that to how much time you're putting into your own development, your own creativity, things that are already innately within yourself.
Right.
Not things that you're borrowing from the outside world.
Yes.
And you are borrowing them because you might buy it for a certain period of time, but it is going to the bin eventually.
Yeah, exactly. And we know that that doesn't fundamentally change the quality of your life at all.
Never.
Yes.
So before someone goes and buys a car, everyone listening and watching, read the Tao Te Ching.
Yes.
Just before you go and buy that car.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it's a beautiful lines here. Those who are contented are never disappointed because you don't expect much, right? Those who know when to stop do not find themselves in trouble. This is a big thing. We know when to stop, don't we?
Yeah.
We need to learn to stop.
Exactly.
Yes.
If you don't stop, then you'll just continue down that path.
Yes.
And people then wonder why they're broke, wonder why they don't have a fulfilled life.
Mm.
It's because you're looking at the world in the wrong way.
Mm.
Your perception is external, it's not internal.
Yes.
And it's just, the Tao Te Ching is about reorienting your awareness back to within yourself and seeing where the world comes from.
Exactly.
And the world comes from each and every one of us. It doesn't come from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Again, the Mencius is the one of the, like, he loved Confucius so much, but actually his fundamental philosophy is closer to Taoism, which is he saw that the human nature is natural to us and innately good, which is from the heaven. Heaven's nature is our nature, which is innately good, right? And I think our life is the same. Our life is, again, came from the heaven, innately abundant. Heaven is perfect as it is, and our life, whatever is given to us, is already perfect. We don't have to go and chase unnecessary things. So we need to learn to be content with what's given to us.
Yes, and not the Christian heaven we're talking about here.
No, as in Tian, as in yes,
Taoist. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, guys. We hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you guys next time.